Christ, you, we lift our hearts to you. How great it is that we can just gather as brothers and sisters with one heart, with one voice, to sing to you, to sing about you. How good you are, O God. How excellent your name is. So we turn our eyes to you.
You are good, you are good. When there's nothing good in me, you are love, you are love, on display for all to see. You are light, you are light. When the darkness closes in, you are hope, you are hope. You have covered all my sin.
Our hearts sing.
My heart will sing. riches of your love will always be. Blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong. In the Savior's love, through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. When darkness seems to hide His face, I rest on His unchanging and stormy gale. My anchor holds within the veil.
Come on, church.
My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong.
you are the rock on which we stand. May our lives be built on you and you alone. Even though we are weak, we are strong because of you. And the truth is, Lord, we have no right to even be here. We all fall short of your glory. And yet here we are, because of the grace and the mercy that you extend to all of us. So accept our worship and our praise. We humbly come before you and your throne. And we bow down.
Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within. Upward I look and see him then, who made an end to all my sin. Because a sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me. Behold him there, the risen man, my perfect spot, righteousness, the great unchanger, more I am, the King of glory and power. One in himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood, my life is hid with Christ on high. Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the one risen Son. Graven on his hands, my name on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. No tongue can bid me thence depart.
Jesus, our great high priest, we are nothing without you. More slaves to sin and fear. But because of your love and your sacrifice, we are now called sons and daughters. And we cry out, Abba, Father. Teach us to live and walk in that victory that you won. You are our King. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we stand? As I was reminded of God's sovereignty and that He's King throughout time, and that nations will rise and fall, but God is the one that remains. I'm going to try and sing this new song, and it's a hymn, so it should be quite easy to pick up. But it really reminds us of just who God is, that He is King, King forevermore.
Was to His design. The one whom angel hosts revere hung the stars like chandeliers, numbered every grain of sand, knows the heart of every man. He is King forever. He is King forever. And time and fashioned worlds to His design. The one whom angel hosts revere hung the stars like chandeliers, numbered every grain of sand, knows the heart of every man. He is King forever. He God in forsaken by a traitor's kiss. The curse of sin and centuries did piss the lowly Prince of Peace, who lifted high the sinless man, crucified the spotless lamb, buried by the sons of man, but he was rescued by the Father's hand to reign as King forever, reign as King forever, reign as King forevermore. King eternal, God of grace, we crown you with the highest praise. high and lifted up. Be high and lifted up. Jesus, it's you we glorify. It's you we lift in high. Your name be glorified, oh Lord.
King Jesus, we lift you up. High in our world, high in our lives. You are King and King forevermore. So fill us up and send us out. And we live for you relentlessly and courageously. Teach us how to do that. Here we are, send us into our world, into our schools, into our hospitals, our offices, our restaurants, our society. Be imitators of you, Christ. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand? Our God is healer,
Awesome in power, our God. Our God.
Let's fill this hall with our voices.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God. Our God.
God, you are great and you are strong. And we put our hope and our faith in you and you alone. And Lord, you're calling for us, even though it is hard to do on our own. We praise you that we get to do it together as one church, as one family. So as we sing one last song, let's raise our voices and declare one last time that we worship God and God alone. And may his name be louder than any song that we can sing. That we can proclaim his glory and his sovereignty through the way that we live, through the way that we love. We thank you, God.
Sing together, one church, one faith.
One church, one faith, one anthem raised. God and God alone. One cross, one grace, one name that saves. All praise to you belongs. All praise to you belongs. We lift you higher, higher, God and God alone. Your name be louder, louder than any other song. You are forever seated on your throne. You are forever God and God alone.
Who else can wash?
Who else can wash? I sin away, God and God alone. Who else can raise us from the grave? All praise to you belongs, Jesus. All praise to you belongs. As we lift you higher, higher, God and God alone. Your name be louder, louder than any other song. You are forever seated on your throne. You are forever God and God alone. We lift you higher, as we lift you higher, higher. God and God alone. Your name be louder, louder. Say it's greater than our God. Every knee will bow down.
Say, oh, what could separate?
Oh, what could separate us from this amazing love? What could say it's greater than our God? Every knee will bow down. Oh, you higher, higher, God and God alone. Your name be louder, louder than any other song. You are forever seated on your throne. You are forever.
What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who can bring any charge against God's chosen? It is God who justifies. Who can condemn us? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who is raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. So who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you. So now may the grace of you, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of our wonderful Heavenly Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit unite us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please have a seat. And after some time of personal reflection, remember to, there's lots of things, soaps and great things to get downstairs and here, just over here in the front. And remember, next week, bring a lunch for great time together. Church lunch. See you guys next week.